Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
All right, I want to say thank you all for joining us this evening.
Yeah.
Hello. Are we on the air?
Rosa, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
All
I'm
right,
here.
There we are. Okay, well, Rosa.
Oh, we are on the air.
Yes, we are on the air.
Great. All right, Rosa, you there with us?
I'm here.
All right, perfect.
I'm here right now.
All right, yes. So thank you so much, and we just wanted to welcome you on into the show this evening as we celebrate the life and legacy of Jimi Hendrix. And so I just wanted to let you know that also, too, many of you that have been in touch with Rosa and just really seen how awesome she is as a musician and a writer. She is truly doing some awesome things in the music industry. And so we're going to celebrate tonight. Jimi Hendrix just had a birthday. If he was still with us, he would have been 68 years old. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and welcome Rosa Lee Brooks on into the show tonight.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Yes. So, I mean, Rosa, how are you feeling tonight? How are you doing? I mean, fill us in on,
I'm
you know.
I'm doing really, oh, my God. It's an awesome ride. It's been 40 years in the making, and I've been on the journey for that long, even longer, because we actually recorded these tunes in 64.
Okay.
And then, of course, after his passing, and they were all the early things that he did, the block of music that he did early, was pretty much, I would say, ignored, except for those bootleg people who got hold of the material and were able to bootleg and have it circulating that way. but never officially put out like this brand new four box set CD, West Coast Seattle Boy.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud to be included in that. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
I'm on high for sure.
I know that's right. I mean, it's just such a huge accomplishment, you know, and listening to the music. I mean, I fell in love with UT and My Diary, just beautiful music. You know
Thank you.
Saying?
That was
and
my
tonight,
early contribution.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And so tonight we're doing this show for all of the listeners, for all the Jimi Hendrix fans and the Rosalie Brooks fans. We are giving it up tonight. I am just truly, truly honored to have such an iconic, you know what I'm saying, legendary, historic figure on tonight. Brown Sugar Radio would not be the same without you, Rosa. And just let us know as far as, you know, gosh, it's just so many wonderful things. I don't even know where to begin. You've just done so much.
Well, I can tell you, I just have to say, each time I'm able to share anything regarding this particular place in Jimmy's life, a lot of people have not been privy to this information. It's the L.A. story that has yet to be told, and I'm the one that's going to be able to tell it because it was
my experience. Okay.
And I'm happy to be able to share whatever I can with you guys.
Absolutely. Let's start from the very beginning, you know, with as far as you being, how did you meet Jimi Hendrix? And actually, we're going to go further than that because you were already a musician doing your own thing. You know, you've been blessed with this gift. And, I mean, for you to have just an extraordinary voice, you know, you can hear just how, you know, powerful your vocals are. I mean, and it's wonderful to see that. And the collaboration that you and Jimmy did, that just enhanced it and just took it to the next level. But I'd like to start with your humble beginnings in regards to your gift and your love for music. You know, where did that come from?
Oh,
was
dear.
It a family thing or just
that?
Let us know, Rosa.
Pretty much my parents, my mom and dad both sang in the choir at church, and they had beautiful voices. And I grew up listening to them sing and music on the radio. At 2 years old, I was ever able to sing everything I heard on the radio. I could sing it word for word, note for note. And at five, I won this contest singing Yes, Jesus Loves Me, and that was the moment when I heard the amens and the applauding in the church, and all, it was like lights dancing all around my head, and it was an energy. That's what it was. But after that, I knew I wanted to sing. So I was blessed. You know, God bless me. My mom saw it, and she directed it and nurtured it. And I was influenced by Etta James mostly. I lived in the neighborhood where we could hear her sing a couple of doors away. But I was always around a lot of music growing up. My dad played guitar. My brother played guitar. And Johnny Guitar Watson was my mentor when I was like 15. And then the famous, world-famous Willie Hutch, who wrote Michael Jackson's songs for Motown and did some things of his own, took me in 1965 after we did My Diary song, Jimmy and I did, in 64. I went in under Soul City Records, where the Fifth Dimensions and Willie Hutch and the man that sings Secret Agent Man, Johnny Rivers, we were all under the same record label, and I put out a song then called I'm Moaning. They wanted a West Coast Motown sound. So they Willie came and got me when they asked for that, and he thought I could do it. I could deliver it. People can hear it if they want on YouTube. It's on there, and I also have a page on Facebook and MySpace for folks to hear any of my material, and have a lot of it on YouTube as well.
I know that's right.
But,
and we're going to actually...
I was just going to
tell the listeners real quick, we're going to actually give it up tonight for two of her historic CD singles, that she released with Jimmy. And you know, just like I said, this is going to be a ride of your life tonight because you guys are certainly in for a special treat this evening. Go ahead and continue, Rosa. I know you were sharing with us your story and music.
Well, just the fact that the influence was great. I was given a scholarship at 9 to study music, and I was discovered to be a child prodigy. And my musical ear is, I have perfect pitch, which all of these things are gifts from God. You know, that's where I see it coming from, and I always will look at it this way. I was able, thank God, to put my gifts to work. And I've done some things. I also, there was a group I forgot all about. We were like the Supremes. It was 5 of us, and we were called the Ribbons back in 63 there. I joined the Ribbons after the original young lady passed away. Young girl passed away with a heart attack. But they had 2 chart hits out at the time. One of them was called Ain't Gonna Kiss You No More. And the other side was called After Last Night. These songs are known, and they are. You can go and search them in that Northern West, whatever they are, that collects old memorabilia and old music and stuff like that. They usually have stuff like that put on their pages. But I forget to tell people that was part of my history as an artist, too. But with Jimmy, we were trying to be like Mickey and Sylvia or Ike and Tina.
Right. I'm telling you, you had so much just the fire, you know what I mean, and the chemistry that you two had. I mean, shoot, girl, I know it would have been awesome.
Well, the people I have, if they go on MySpace or they go to YouTube, I have some proof of all that you're saying. As people thought that Jimmy and I were brother and sister because we looked so much alike. We were from the same tribe, you know.
Yeah.
And people say today, oh, she looks like a female Jimi Hendrix, you know, and all that stuff. But we did look alike. And there's a song that we put on slide that is on YouTube. The My Diary song is on there, and it has a slideshow with it that kind of proves that.
I've seen it.
Meantime,
and you know what?
That's
how
you know,
you and Jimmy were, though, you know?
Yes. They say that people usually choose their mates to look like, you know, somebody in the family or themselves, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the point, I'll tell you exactly how I met Jimmy.
Okay.
There was this club called the California Club, and it was located on, at that time we called it Santa Barbara. But it became later on the Martin Luther King Boulevard. Well, we were at this club the week before was Christmas, and Little Richard and his Aunt Tom were there, and Jimmy was part of that Aunt Tom. Well, New Year's 63, I was there with my singing duo partner. We were there enjoying the Ike and Tina review with Ike and Tina and the Ikeettes and the whole band, and Tina and all the girls shaking those shimmy dresses, the fringes, and slinging that hair.
Okay.
It was awesome to see her on stage like that, sitting a few, you know, just a table in front of us, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And anyhow, what happened was, as I was watching the show, now this is the God's honest truth, I have to tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there, and I kept on feeling this very, very strong sensation, like pulling me, telling me to turn around. Just kind of like a demand I'm feeling, turn around. So I turned around, and our eyes met, and we just froze in time right there, just staring at each other.
Oh.
That's how it all began, I'm telling you. And there's nothing I can do to change how I tell it. But
is that something?
That's what happened. And then, you know, we looked at look, Sugar, we looked at each other for so long until I got embarrassed.
Okay.
And I turned back around.
I did.
Oh,
my goodness.
I couldn't do it. No, we were locked and frozen in time. But I couldn't do it any longer, so I turned back around to view the show some more, and I forgot all about him. I'm just kind of like, ooh. You know, and then later on I got up to go to the lounge.
Right.
As I was walking, this brother stood up. They always talk about how shy he was, but he wasn't shy that night. He stood up as I was getting ready to go past, and he reached and got me by my hand, and he asked me my name and invited me to come and sit down with him.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, that's how it all began. And
wow.
It was on New Year's Eve.
Look at that.
New Year's Eve.
Well, that's a
very,
day you won't forget, huh?
Meaningful, right. And I'll tell you
something
else. You know, because I've had these so-called historians continue to question the year that Jimmy was here in L.A. He was here in 63, the end of it. And the way that I know this is because we, in November 22nd of 63, had our beautiful president was assassinated.
Right.
And we were all devastated by it.
Mm.
But it was a time when we were like kind of like clinging to each other and just trying to figure it out, trying to understand what the heck is going on here.
Mm.
They did that. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's where we were in, you know, our whole emotional state at that time was, you know, deliver me. So this is the evening. He also celebrated his 21st birthday on the 27th of that same month in 63. Mm. And he stayed... 20 with me until November, you know, and then he got another year older because we're like, not even though I say even our birthday is on the same old day, but it's like a month apart.
The same
anyway,
day, but a month apart. So he's November and you're December.
It's not even the same day. His birthday is November 27th. He was born actually on Thanksgiving Day. And then my birthday
is my brother.
16th.
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, Sagittarians are beautiful people, and
for some
reason they are very attracted to Libras, and I happen to be one.
You're a Libra, so see,
mom,
it was meant to be.
His mom happened to be one, and his best friend, Billy Cox's birthday, the bass player for Woodstock and the band of Gypsies, Billy Cox, my friend, my dear friend. If you out there listening, Bill, hey now. But anyway, Billy and I birthday is on 10/16 October 16.
Oh,
so he was very close.
You know, after you guys you had the eye contact, you know, there was an immediate connection, and you know, just I know that it was a bittersweet experience because of the fact that we were speaking earlier and you were sharing how Jimmy had to go off to pursue his music career. But prior to him doing that, you two actually recorded these two songs, which we're going to share tonight, which I'm just so honored to do. But
oh my goodness,
I find it just fascinating that he had the time to record all these songs with his busy schedule in the music industry. You know, so how did these songs come about? Were you just playing around in the studio, or were you, you know what I mean, writing it down and saying, hey, this sounds nice, Jimmy? How did these two songs come about?
Okay, actually, that first song was born in his hotel room.
Wow.
I'm not embarrassed, but, you know, kind of like we were young. Love at first sight had set upon both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we left the club to for the evening, we went to dine myself and my partner that sang with me, and then the guitar player Glenn Youngblood Willings, who was also in Little Richard's band. And so we all left the club, and we went to Jimmy's, we went to eat first, and then we went to his hotel room. So we all kicked around with doing, you know, music. I was doing some Tina Turner stuff, and Jimmy was playing and, you know, just doing what he do. My other friend was there with us, and so was Glenn. And so after a while, they left, and it was just us. But the song was born the morning after the night before. I'll tell you, that's the only way I can put it.
Right.
And we, you know, he just got out of bed and went over and picked his guitar up and began, he sat down on the sofa, and then he started playing this real pretty melody, and I asked him, what was it? And he said, oh, just a love note. And then he went to sing, and he said, I know that I will never love again. I know that I will be my only friend.
Mm.
And that's what he said when he played this melody. And then I said, but if I could, I'd like for you to see the lovesick image I've turned out to be.
Oh,
that's
beautiful.
The song was born. That is how the song was born.
That is,
and,
it's so, I got goosebumps hearing this. That's beautiful, you know, because you can just tell, you can,
it's
you can,
real, you know.
You know, feel and sense the sincerity behind the words and the song, and you know what I mean? It's just, that is really just, it's inspiring to hear, you know, that there is a such thing as love at first sight. I know many often doubt it, but you're living.
I don't know why.
Yeah, to let us know that it happened.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does. And it's a beautiful thing. I just have to say that the journey Jimi Hendrix and I took together for those, we were together 3 months. He had called himself, they called it AWOL in most of the books that you might read. But he actually had quit Little Richard's band, and we were pursuing trying to be another Ike and Tina, Mickey and Sylvia, in this case, Rosa and Jimmy.
That's it?
And
okay.
That's what we did. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's it. That's
and
it.
So
that's
what
all.
We did was, what we did was, there was a gentleman that lived here. He was a manager and a producer, record producer. And we were at the club, the same place where we met, the California Club. That was our spot. And Mr. Billy Revis was there that night. And so when we had completed the song, and I knew Mr. Revis, so I walked over and I told Jimmy who he was. And so we walked on over and approached him. And I told him that we had a song and asked him would he like to hear it. He said he would love to hear it. And gave us his phone number and asked us to call him the following day, and we did. And then he invited us to come over and play it. So Jimmy and I went on over to his place. His wife was also an artist. Her name was Rosalind Madison. I think she's still alive. But she was more like a Sarah Vaughan type, Nancy Wilson type vocalist. And he was producing her. She did some really good stuff back there. But anyhow, we went to his home, and I can recall doing the song for Mr. Revis. He had like a big family room and kitchen together with a bar type of thing sitting in the middle where we could sit. But his wife was sitting there, and I remember her big smile while we did the song. And he liked the song, and he says, well, do you have any other musicians? And at the time, we were hanging out with Major Lance and the band. I don't know if you remember him or anything, but he was back there with kind of a Motown. He was with OK Records. And he was doing Monkey Time and That was a song back in the day that we used to love to dance to. And so he was here in town in January. And they had done some gigs here. One place was Ciro's on Sunset Strip. So that's where we met. Jimmy had no problem walking up to any other musicians and introducing himself and, you know, just getting to meet them and stuff. So when he did that, they invited us to come and party with him. So we did. We joined them and we got to know them, and we were hanging out while they were here in town. And when this came up and the guy asked us to if we had other musicians, we got them. It was Big Francis on drums, and Alton or Alvin, I don't remember which, but he was on bass. and they played for Major, and they had that Motown thing going on. You know, that's why you can hear a little flavor of the Motown, and you can also hear some Curtis Mayfield in the tune My Diary, because that's what flavor we were listening to back then.
Yeah.
And you can definitely hear the influence that Curtis had on Jimmy as a guitar player. And as the music of that era was happening, you could hear that it was right in the as they say, in the pocket with the rest of the music that was coming out at the time. And so today when I perform it, because of its familiar sound, it also allows me to connect. I do People Get Ready, and I'll Take You There when I perform it live. And I've included those two to go in the medley of My Diary, and it works. It works really well.
Look at that.
And if people want to hear it, they can always go to YouTube.
That's going to be the first single that I play tonight, because that song, it just really just gave me so much like inspiration. It was a beautiful chemistry between the two of you. And I love the way that the song was written, you know, and it's just a classic, you know. Now, Rose,
thank
I want to let you know there are some callers on the line. I don't know if they're just calling to listen in or not, but certainly it appears you have a few callers on the line. Would you like to take a few questions now, or did you want for me to play your
single? I wouldn't mind.
Okay,
I wouldn't
now,
mind at all.
Okay. Now, callers, if you're just calling to listen, just let us know, and we'll put you back on mute. Otherwise, if you have a brief question for Rosalie Brooks, then certainly we'd love to go ahead and answer that for you tonight. Those of you listening via chat and Facebook, I want to welcome you all to Brown Sugar Radio. All the loyal listeners, thank you for tuning back in to your premier choice in internet radio. All right, we have a 623 on the line. 623, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Darren calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Darren, hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing right, wonderful, wonderful. I'm sure you're familiar, Darren, with Jimi Hendrix
been,
and Rosalie Brooks.
Yes. I mean, who's not, you know? And I've been listening to the story, you know, for the last 25 minutes. And, I mean, I love a real true story, you know. But what I wanted to ask you is, how do you feel about the state of music today? Do you feel like it's lost its edge or lost its soul compared to back in the old days? Or do you feel like there's still some good music out there that you, you know, sometimes find yourself listening to?
I do. I feel like, I got to tell you, though, I won't say that hip-hop, you know, how people claim one group of music is dead and one's alive and blah, blah, blah. None of it is. You know, it's just that we need, every now and then, we need to go back to the root. And we do.
That's right.
You know, and which I believe that, I feel like what's happening with this CD that they're putting out for Jimmy right now is definitely helping to do that. Because it, like I said, it shows his earlier block of music, the material that he was doing with Curtis Knight and Little Richard and the Isley Brothers and stuff where he came up getting his whole thing, what led him to do the other stuff that he does.
Yes, ma'am.
That he did.
Yes, and I feel like it was real music, no beat machines. I mean, this is straight drums and guitar and
right.
Everything.
But the thing is, I think that there's a beauty in what you, the names was all the things that you were talking about, the machines and all the other equipment that's being used now. I've heard stuff that sounded as though it was no machine. It was actually someone, and when somebody can perfect it to that, that's an art too. You know,
right.
It's a beauty and an art that should not die.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking my question, and good luck to you, and I'll definitely buy the CD set when it come out.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yes,
all right, well, thank you so much, Darren, for calling
thank
in. Darren's
Sugar
actually
Radio.
Calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, I appreciate it. It's one of my loyal listeners. It's also my cousin. I want to thank you for calling in and supporting the show, and so I appreciate that. All right. Okay, we do have another caller here. Thank you so much, Darren. Okay, we got a 682, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Arlington, Texas.
Hi, Richard. Wow, Texas
Hi.
Is in the house.
Yes,
All
indeed.
Right.
Yes, indeed. I'm a Jimi Hendrix nut.
Yay!
You know, I'm not ashamed to admit that.
There you go.
Okay.
You know.
And it's a pleasure to meet you, ladies. Ms.
Well,
Brooks,
nice
it's a pleasure to meet you. Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
I'm
very thrilled to meet folks.
I was going to say, you're a connection to the music that I grew up with because I scour YouTube looking for the kind of music that you're talking about. I don't know. Today's music don't move me the way the music of the past did. But I wanted to find out, when you first met Jimi Hendrix, and you, strictly from an artistic perspective, could you foresee the enormous talent in that man? Was it showing when you met him?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I actually got a chance to witness it firsthand before most of the people, before he went over there and blew them away over in Europe.
Yeah,
I saw it. He actually quit Little Richard Band, and we were trying to be another Ike and Tina, and so we were pursuing that quest. But Little Richard did call Jimmy to do a gig, and it was at this place called the Golden Bear. And so I got Jimmy ready. I got him ready for the gig. I did his hair, and I got him one of these. I'm the one who started him wearing women's blouses.
It was like
all those shirts that he's wearing that you see him in, those are actually blouses. I think one of the first times he did that was with me, as there were many firsts in our lives together while we were together. The first time he touched the white 64 Strat was with me, too. But the shirt was a puffy sleeve. You remember Errol Flynn, the swashbuckler?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like fight with the sword and stuff. Well,
exactly.
I had a shirt like that I gave him to wear that night, and I had a kind of a velvet carpetbagger bolero for him to wear with it. And I did his hair, and anyway, he was ready for the gig. And at
so
the
you
time,
were his
I
stylist.
Told him, well, you know, I live in L.A.,
okay.
You know, but the thing is,
I'm from Los Angeles.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's up here? I mean, this is Hollywood, and everybody here has always been a little Hollywood, whether they're in the industry or not.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
Well, Richard, I certainly appreciate you calling in tonight and showing
love. I wanted
Rose
to finish telling
and...
him about this thing where we went to do the show. He asked a question about my first time seeing him. And I was finishing up by telling you that he got in so much trouble that night because what he did do was he got up on that stage. And all the stuff y'all see him doing at Woodstock and at Monterey and everywhere where he was doing it with his playing with his teeth, playing with the cuff of his shirt between his legs, behind his back.
Yeah.
I saw that night he did that gig at the Golden Bear. And everybody was awestruck.
Oh, my goodness.
We were standing there with our mouths dropped to, you know, like, open, his mouth just open, you know, because we couldn't believe what we had seen.
And a lot of people were jealous of him, weren't they?
Huh?
A lot of people were jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Of
there
him.
Was all kind of people out there that they could, they laughed at him. You know, they were real cruel towards him.
I got you.
You know, because they didn't like his style. You know, he was different.
There you go.
He was different. And, you know, wasn't with the total norm, but he had a style of his own.
Oh my goodness!
And like
you have made my day.
Oh my God! Well, check it out. If you listen,
thank you.
If you go there and listen to you know the other flip side of the song, the UT? That side right there is Jimmy. That side that's Jimmy's first recorded solo, and he rips a solo on that, that with no sound effects whatsoever, but you'll hear something that sounds like sound effects. But it was the style that he went on to play, and they added it and included it and called it rock. But it was there then, you know, so you can hear that. So anyway, like you.
That's amazing.
I am totally blown away. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love Jimi Hendrix.
You know, I'm glad that he left that type of mark on the world. I am so proud to have known him, to have had him in my life, and to just to have the opportunity to do some music with him was a beautiful thing.
Thank you, lady. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate the love.
Bye-bye.
All right. So for all of the Jimi Hendrix fans, we're going to go ahead and play Diary now with Jimi Hendrix and Rosa Lee Brooks. And this song here is just... Okay, you ready for this, Rosa?
Yeah.
This has been a long time
since I heard it come over the airwaves, you know?
Oh.
So it's always nice to hear, you know. But hopefully they'll do a whole lot more of it now.
Yes. And we want to inform all of you, the fourth box set CD, the Jimi Hendrix Anthology, is released. Actually, it was scheduled to be released on the 16th of November, right? Has it already been released?
It's out. Yeah, it's been out.
It's out. That's what I thought.
16th, yes. Yes.
Okay, so it's been out, and the debut song,
they named it
Diary, and
UT
are
featured.
West Coast. That's right.
Yeah,
okay,
West Coast,
we got to make sure we put that West
Coast
in
there. West Coast Seattle boy.
All right. Okay, y'all. Well, certainly, y'all, keep it locked here on your premier choice in internet radio. I appreciate you all. Brown Sugar Radio is where it's at, baby. Keep it locked.
Turned out to be Hey, what up, y'all? It's your man Montel Jordan. Right now, you got your station locked on to Brown Sugar Radio. You feel me? The livest urban show on the internet. Holla at your boy.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had? So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you I am not a role model? Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Ring? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
He's got to deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the deck and start over?
Coming through here!
What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
All right, so we are back, and we want to say thank you so much for keeping it locked here on Brown Sugar Radio. We appreciate you all tuning in this evening. And so Rosa, Lee Brooks is in the house this evening, and we just want to certainly encourage each of you who are tuned in via chat or Facebook to join us. You can contact us at 646-716-8697. Is the show call-in number if you have any further questions for Rosa this evening. And so, Rosa, when you hear that song, what's the first memory that comes to your mind?
Well, gosh, it was just the love of music, just having something, creating something felt good. You know, just to come up with something like that was a really good feeling. And it was a happy feeling, you know, something that, concrete, something tangible that we did together. So it felt good.
And I can hear that, you know, you can just see that you were having a good time with the music and, you know, just really exploring, you know, different types and sounds and, you know, and that's the creativeness that comes together when you're working with two very talented artists, you know, and, you know, that's something that I got to tell you, my hat goes off to you because it takes
Thank
a
you.
Special woman, I know, to have worked with such a special man. So that's just awesome to me. And UT, can you tell us a little bit how this song was actually developed? Because I'm going to play that one next. But I want to fill the listeners in tonight as far as the history of what was behind this song.
Well, if we got some Detroit in the house, some of them may remember, there was a dance out back in the 60s. Called, you know, a lot of dances were cropping up back there, like the Madison, I remember. But there was this dance called the UT, where you dance and move to spell, make the spelling of the U and the T. It was some nice footwork involved. Jimmy and I were taught this dance via Altener, the guy that played the bass for the band, for the Major Lanza's band. Alton taught us how to do it. So what happened was we did My Diary, and Jimmy and I were very, very spontaneous. So when we finished My Diary, which we only did in like two takes, the guy said, uh-oh, we need a B-side. And so Jimmy went, you know, like that. He started the rhythm off and got to playing that. And then I just chimed on it. There's a new dance going around. Make you want to move up and down.
All
you
right
know,
now.
It just came right out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna ask if you could sing for us tonight too, you know. Get us on the groove of things. All right.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shoot. I'm gonna go ahead and play UT, and then if you can bless us with a song, that would be awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Ooh.
All right. So okay. I wanna
all
shout
right.
out real quick the listeners in the chat room, my loyal listeners, I am so forever grateful for, and tonight you guys are just in for an incredible journey with Rosalie Brooks as she shares with us the life and times of legendary, iconic Jimi Hendrix, whose birthday was on the 27th of November, so we're celebrating him tonight. In addition, his fourth box CD was released, and it was released on the 16th. Of November, and it's called the Jimi Hendrix Anthology. All right, so make sure you check it out, pick it up, because this CD, box CD set, is truly on fire. And I mean, it's just, if you're a huge Jimi Hendrix or Rosalie fan, you definitely want to make sure that you take the opportunity to invest in this one of a kind legendary box set. All right, but I got to say, shouts out to, we have Larry Dobie, Solid E, Yvette Johnson, and then we also have several anonymous guests in the chat room. God's Elect Lady, thank you all for tuning in tonight, Chuck and PJ Radio, and then we also have our Facebook listeners that are tuned in, and so I want to encourage each and every one of you that are anonymous in the chat room, please take the opportunity to create a user account. It's complimentary. And then once you do that, please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. All right, so you'll be notified when we have hot and exciting and exclusive interviews such as the one we have tonight. Okay, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and give it up for the second single that Rosa and Jimmy did. And we're reminiscing on some good old days and some great times of Jimi Hendrix and Rosa Lee. So here it is, all right, U-T, all right, and that's U-T-E-E, all right. We'll be right back, you guys. Christmas season, this is his favorite time of the year. So that is a comment from one of
Yes.
Loves Christmas, huh?
He's right. Right. Oh, yeah, Christmas.
That's a Laura Hendricks
fan. Year's. He always celebrated New Year's beautifully. Always.
Aww. Look at that. Yeah, this is
that
this
was
a joy.
That was so amazing to hear that, you know, Aww. That song. And you heard what he did with that guitar.
Yes. He killed it.
I mean,
yes,
know,
he did.
Play
okay.
like that. He, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Play like
Golly.
That.
Golly. Yes, indeed. I know that's right. Here in Las Vegas, they actually have at the Hard Rock Cafe. I don't know if you've
mm-hmm.
been recently, but they
never been there.
They have a tribute for him out here with one of his guitars
right.
that he actually performed with. I don't know if you heard about it or
right.
not, Rosa.
I've heard about that part. Yes.
Uh huh. Yes. And
that's beautiful. So, I you know, like it's what I get most sugar is. Just to think about this person that I was blessed and fortunate enough to meet became who he became. It's amazing. It's something like a dream. You know, just when I was hearing the music when you played the UT just now, I felt
yes.
like, is this really real? Is this really happening? You know,
mm.
it's somewhat like a dream state that I just came out of or something, but it is so wonderful to have known this man and to do something musically with him like this and have it recognized and included in this box set and be able to talk to you and your listeners and the people all over the world who have been recently in contact and speaking to me about it. I feel like the love they have for Jimmy somewhat is being transferred to me with all the stuff that comes in, and it's a beautiful place to be.
Oh, wow. That is a blessing. I just, you know, hearing
so
you say that, I do believe that, I do believe, and my listeners hear me say this all the time, I do believe in divine intervention, and it was
yes.
on purpose. For you to connect, and it was a reason, and you're helping to carry out his legacy, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, and you're keeping the spirit of Jimi Hendrix alive through his music, and for all of the Hendrix lovers, and I know that you have, as well as Jimmy, have inspired millions across the world, you know, and I say it all the time, music is universal, and so it touches the lives of so many people. And, you know, it's a gift that you have. And if you can just please do us the honors. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out song. But if you can sing us a little something-something, Rosalie, on Brown Sugar Radio, that would just truly set off my night.
Uh-oh. Well, definitely, I will do one. I will do one that will be familiar to most folks. Not the whole song, but a little of it.
Okay, yeah, just
okay,
a little
y'all
text.
Ready?
We ready, girl.
Let me tune up now.
All right, now.
If you can just get your mind together, come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sun rise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Not just stoned, but beautiful. There you go.
All right. Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I like that. Okay. Yes, indeed. I just wanted to make
that's
sure. That we bless these ears tonight. Because I know we're spoiled on Brown Sugar Radio. We are truly, truly spoiled. I got to give it up.
Yeah. Oh,
Felicia.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. That was beautiful.
All right. Thank you very, very, very much.
Well, Rosa, before we close tonight, we only have a minute remaining on the show. I just would like for you to know that we have just been absolutely just blessed tonight beyond belief with your gift of ministry and song. And thank you for sharing with us some things about Jimmy that we would not have known. Like, we wouldn't have known that you dressed him and you helped coordinate some of his fashion, the iconic, all right, fashion styles and trends that he has today. And just right. behind the music, you know, some of the intimate moments you and Jimmy shared. My final question for this evening would be, knowing what you know now, would you have changed anything in regards to what you've experienced, you know, with Jimmy and with the music? Because I understand that it was a bittersweet experience, you know?
You know what? I have to tell you, I don't want to take too much more of your time, but this was ordained by God. You had said it earlier, but I say it all the time. I used to dream every boy that I liked when I was a young girl looked like Jimi Hendrix. I used to dream about that face. So it was he was an angel. That's what I say. And he was sent here to do some things, teach some things to some folks and touch their minds, hearts, and spirits with what he had to say and what he had to share. And when his job was done, he went home. And I will say that I feel the same way about myself. And he put us two together, and we became one. And we flew like two soaring eagles with our wings tip to tip right here in L.A. And that's the story I have to tell. And I will get one day a chance to tell it. And the name of this book that I'm going to have out, it's called When Venus and Jupiter Made Love. And the name comes from the fact that he was Jupiter, born under the sign of Jupiter as a Sagittarian, and I am Venus, born in October under the sign of Venus. And that's where I came with this name of this book.
Wow.
But in it will be all of the things that we did, places we went, thoughts that we had, feelings that we shared. And, of course, I will be talking about the rape, pillage, and plunder of James Marshall Hendrix by those who were in power at the time to take his music and take his image and everything about him and just pimp it. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a dark side of all that, you know, because a lot of people know what really happened to him.
Yeah,
and we won't go there this time, but it will be in my book and, you know, things of that nature.
Absolutely.
Because I'm here to speak in his behalf.
That's it.
And that's
somebody
what my
has to let the truth
in life
be
is.
Heard. And that was my question. That was, I guess, more so where I wanted to kind of, you know, lead the question in regards to knowing you know, the true Jimmy and what really happened. And we'll definitely make sure we keep that tune for your book. Make sure you support her, all right, all of the listeners. When Rose's book is going to be released, you'll have it released. Do you have a date yet, a hard date?
Not yet. I'm just working on just getting, like now it's a little easier, you know, like to talk to people and to get connected to the right sources. I've had my struggles, you know, how you pay a lot of dues before you get where you're trying to go. But I've had my struggles with trying to get the type of help that I needed, but it seems to be coming my way now.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, you know, they always say when God closes a door, he always opens a window. So
there you go.
I believe that. I believe that.
I believe
with all my heart.
I've seen so much proof of it until, you know, I don't walk without him. Everything
I
do, you know, I pray every day and pray through my home and pray for my children and myself and every decision that I make. And I wait, you know, I wait until I feel right about whatever it is I'm doing. So far, so good. And God has been, you know, like all these years of, I've been patient, like Job, the story of him, if you know it. But, the knowing that we did something together, and why isn't anybody saying anything about that? And finally somebody woke up like a light bulb being turned on and said, oh,
that's
how about these songs? We did these two, you know?
Yep.
Let's let the people hear them. and they're good material. It's R&B material. It was like they were hiding it from us.
Yeah. Uh huh. Well, we got it
so
now
is
being
like
that I'm here to support you.
There you go.
That's
well,
it.
I really
that
thank you so
it.
Much for calling me tonight. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. And I hope all the listeners out there really, you know, like, I hope I gave you enough to grasp what's really going on here. And
yes,
if
yes,
not,
yes.
I tell you what, tune in, see me, come knock on my door at Facebook. I have a fan page, and I also have a regular page. I just built the fan page. My administrator, John Jones, and Jimmy Vinson have built me a page, a fan page. It's called the Rosalie Brooks Fan Page. So you can come there, knock, and join us. And I kind of keep current information. It's about the Jimmy World and anything you want to know, current news, events, or information about me, what I might be doing, if I'm performing somewhere, and if I'm in your town or you're in my town, you'll be able to know this. And also the same thing with the Facebook. I welcome any friend and comments, and I think try to keep it moving with pictures and music and stuff that people would like to know about. So just come on, knock on my door. All right.
Oh, wow, that is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I think that, you know, one thing, and I'm going to certainly, we're going to close here, but one thing that makes me just really see that you have a heart of gold is the fact that you are continuously making sure that his fans are aware of the truth, and you're continuously making sure that his fans are always hearing, you know, music that's relevant to his life, things that you know were important to him. And so, you know, I just want to let you know that I applaud you for that, you know, to continue to keep his name going and to let us know the real Jimi Hendrix. And, you know, I have a question, and I wasn't going to ask it, but I will because it's from a listener. They actually just sent it to me, a private message. And this
okay.
listener wants to know, what do you miss most about Jimmy? And then we're going to go ahead and close. I wanted to ask that because I felt like that was a very intimate question, but yet it's relevant because of the fact that this is something that you can reveal that we wouldn't know, you know, something that we don't know about Jimmy.
I would be glad to answer that. I just missed the one-on-one that we had. Jimmy and I could talk without speaking.
Right.
And that was the energy and the spirit that we had for one another and that we were given as gifts by God.
Wow.
And I do miss being able to sit down with him and just the two of us doing music. You know, just playing, we would just go through a bunch of materials and blues and every type of everything we could think of, just sitting there, just the two of us, with my voice and his guitar. I miss that one-on-one very much, so.
Mm.
And,
of course,
I miss the loving sister. You know that.
I know that's
so
right. I know that's right. Okay, look, okay, keep it real with us. That's right.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Gosh, well, thank you, Rosa. You know, you have been just very sincere, you know, and you're relatable. We all as women have been in love, and we know what it's like to love and to lose. And, you know, you're a strong woman. And I'm just really, really glad. It was important to me to have you on the show so that we can see another woman of strength and honor and integrity. And so we'll certainly look forward to all the details. I didn't want you to give up too much tonight because we got to save some for your book.
right. There you go.
All right. But as I tell all my guests on the show, you are welcome to come back anytime because of the simple fact that, you know, I believe you have a very powerful message that needs to be heard.
Thank you so much, honey. Appreciate it immensely.
All right,
I'm glad that. I'm glad we connected this way. And all
Absolutely.
Your listeners, once again, thank you so much for listening and enjoying, and I hope I hear from you.
Yep, absolutely. Y'all check her out on Facebook, and you know I'll be in touch with you, Rosa, on Facebook. So.
All right, sweetie. Anytime. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Peace out, baby.
Have a blessed evening. Okay, good night. All right, so there it is there. We had Rosa Lee Brooks doing her thing on Brown Sugar Radio, and just a wonderful woman that has so many fabulous things in the works, and I think it's just beautiful that she is continuously setting new goals, striving for new territory in order to just get to that next level in life. You know, we often talk about that here on Brown Sugar Radio, getting to the next level, getting to where you know that your divine purpose is. Are you living on purpose? That's something we've got to get into. And just make sure that we have that time in life that we are on track and doing what we have to do, which God called us to do. And you know, many of you know that I like to end with a motivational quote. And the quote that I'm going to have tonight, you know, I had to really, really think about which one that I wanted to use. And I like this one because this one reminds me of Rosa's story. It says, remember this, no matter how hard things may seem, there's always something good coming around the corner. So always know that God wants to fill you with passion for your life, opportunities, and a fresh vision. All of this is possible through God's grace and his abundance. So be blessed, you guys. Stay focused and make it a fantastic night. You're tuned in to the live show on the Internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Good night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on Internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with your girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.